Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. These are kind of crazy times. I know a lot of people are dealing with some wild stuff. I'm actually recording this on the 16th of March, and I'm sure by the time this actually goes live, there'll probably be even more stuff that's been going on. But I wanted to reach out. I've had a lot of people, as we're getting close to the Traffic Secrets book launch, asking me about how do they market? What do they say? How do we actually have success in marketing? And I thought I'd actually share a couple of different things with you guys to help you understand from a marketing standpoint, some of the things that we pay attention to, some of the things that we're looking at. I think the part that people struggle with the most right now is how do they market in a way that doesn't come across offensive, and yet at the same time, they take advantage of a good thing. And Russell did a Facebook Live last Friday, and it was basically talked about a conversation that he and Dean Graziosi and I had. Dean was talking about some of his experience. This is his third time, actually. He's had two in the past of recessions or just economic downturns. And one of the things he was talking about is that over the last 20 years of his selling through infomercials and selling online, that some of the things that he's really learned is how you actually market. And one of the things he said that I think is super critical, and that is to understand that when times are really good, you typically focus more on aspirational type of marketing. It's what's out there. It's the opportunity. It's all the things that people are aspiring to. But you have to understand that you have to get ahead of the market. And the way you get ahead of the market is to understand what's about to happen. So right now, one of the main things you're going to find is there's a lot of fear in the marketplace. And if you start going after aspirational type of marketing, you are going to get killed. And more importantly is you're coming across completely greedy and unauthentic, and as if it's all about you and not about your product, your consumer. So one of the things he was talking about is the importance of having life preserver marketing, going after those things that are more safe, helping people understand how your product or service actually can benefit them and help them in more of a safety standpoint. Realize that when you're marketing, your whole focus as a marketer is really to learn how to become a leader in your marketing. And helping people overcome their fears instead of preying on them is one of the main folks I would really hope that you guys be paying attention to. You need to be sensitive to what's really going on in their businesses and with their families. And you need to make sure you're really playing the long game. Recently, a friend of mine, Dan Martell, who runs a company called SaaS Academy, shared one of the things he got from Dan Sullivan. Dan is the founder of Strategic Coach, and he wrote a simple PDF. And this is literally like 12 years old, which is right after the economic downturn of 2008. And so with his permission, I'm actually sharing it here. And so a couple of things that Dan had made mention of is where there is fear, replace it with certainty. Where there is doubt, replace it with confidence. And lead people in pursuit of a better future. Your team and your community need you. And this is what basically came from Dan Sullivan. It's called the Scary Time Success Manual. And I'll just read through this with you. Again, you probably could find it online if you want. I did a Facebook, or I actually posted it in my Facebook channel. If you want to take a look at that, you can find it there. And this is what Dan said. Transforming current anxieties and fears into strategic growth and progress and achievement. Recent economic and political events have made many people anxious and fearful about their futures. At the Strategic Coach, our business is helping successful entrepreneurs increase their sense of direction, confidence, and capability in all areas of their personal business lives. In response to many requests from our clients for insight into the present scary times, we have developed 10 strategies for transforming the negativity of the current situation into opportunities for growth, progress, and achievement. We hope these strategies support your creative thinking, communications, and actions in the months ahead. Number one, forget about yourself. Focus on others. Fear can drive people into themselves, making them feel isolated and helpless. The best strategy here is to go in the opposite direction, expanding your connection with others, focusing on helping them transform their negatives into positives. The more you contribute in this fashion, the less you will need to worry about your own situation. You'll become a source of confidence for everyone else. Number two, forget about your commodity. Focus on your relationships. In scary times, people become frightened about the viability of their commodities, the things they sell, and the jobs they hold. A more strategic response here is to disregard your own commodity and focus on deepening the power and possibility of all of your relationships. Relationships with your family, with your friends, team members, suppliers, clients, customers, and prospects. Every time you strengthen a relationship, the viability of your commodity, without you focusing on it, will actually increase. Number three, forget about the sale. Focus on creating value. Most people don't like being sold at the best of times. When times are scary, they turn off, they hang up, and they slam shut. But what people want at all times is value creation. That is, solutions that help them eliminate their dangers, capture their opportunities, and reinforce their strengths. When you focus on providing these three solutions, the sales will naturally follow. Number four, forget about your losses. Focus on your opportunities. Things you had, things you took for granted, may have disappeared. Some people may never get over this. They keep trying to replay their old games. A better strategy is to start an entirely new game, using new ideas, new energies, new tools, and new resources. A big opportunity is suddenly available now for achieving far more than you ever did in the past. Number five, forget about your difficulties. Focus on your progress. Things may not be as easy as they once were. The new difficulties will either defeat you or reveal new strengths. Your physical muscles always get stronger from working against resistance. The same is true for the muscles in your mind, your spirit, and your character. Treat this whole period of challenge as a time when you can make your greatest progress as a human being. Number six, forget about the future. Focus on your today. The future is an abstraction. It doesn't exist except as an idea. The only future that has reality is the one that you continually create for yourself through each day's contributions, achievements, and results. This is an excellent time to ignore all those experts who never saw the present circumstances coming. Focus on what you can do over the course of each 24 hours, and you'll be the only expert on the future you'll ever need. Number seven, forget about who you were, focus on who you can be. Many people define themselves by external circumstances. When these abruptly change, they don't know who they are, so they keep trying to be who they used to be. From now on, take your cues from inside, from your dreams, ideals, values, and operating principles. These need never change, regardless of the circumstances. Take advantage of the present external confusion to become self-directed, self-managed, and self-motivated. Forget about events, focus on your responses. When things are going well, many people think they're actually in control of events. That's why they feel so defeated and so depressed when things turn bad. They think they've lost some fundamental ability. The most consistently successful people in the world know they can't control events, but continually work towards greater control over their creative responses to events. This period, while things are uncertain, is an excellent time to focus all of your attention and energies on being creatively responsive to all the unpredictable events that lie ahead. Number nine, forget about what's missing and focus what's unavailable. When things change for the worse, many desirable resources are missing, including information, knowledge, tools, systems, personnel, and capabilities. These deficiencies can paralyze many people who believe they can't make decisions and take action. A strategic response is to take advantage of every resource that is immediately available to achieve as many small results, to make as much daily progress as possible. Work with every resource and opportunity at hand, and your confidence will continually grow. Number 10, forget about your complaints. Focus on your gratitude. This is one of those times when everyone has to make a fundamental decision, to complain or to be grateful. When things turn negative, the consequences of this decision are much greater. Complaining only attracts negative thoughts and people. Gratitude creates the opportunity for the best thinking, actions, and results to emerge. Focus on everything that you're grateful for. Communicate this and open yourself each day to the best possible consequences. Again, as you guys are listening to this, if you guys want to get the actual printout of this, you can go to my Facebook page, just Dave Woodward, and I've got the printout there. Most importantly, I would really just hope that during these times, you understand the importance of the role that you play as a leader and that you're in control of your response. You can't deal with what happens to you, but you can always control and determine what your response to every single situation is going to be. I wish you all the best. I'm super excited for each and every one of you and the opportunities that through whatever trials you may face, you actually will find. And the key is to take advantage of those. I hope, again, wishing you all the very best. If there's anything we can do to help support you, by all means, reach out and let us know. Wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you guys soon. See ya.